we certainly have teeth, but when somebody comes in and they can produce some recall judgment, as I say, that they won't answer the questions, that's the end of that. But it was a lot of good came out of yesterday. I think there was a lot of issues of, you know, of corporate governance. We already met Sport Ireland last year, and I think the FAI, you know, put their hands up in some ways and said there's places they could do better. But, you know, politics and the legal system sometimes collide, and on this occasion it rendered us toothless, yeah, for want of a word.
Right, okay, so nothing can happen, essentially, after yesterday. John Delaney's position was John Delaney's position. It's not a state organisation, the FAI. Of course, they avail of taxpayers' money, which I'm sure was primarily along the lines of questioning that you would have asked, you would have liked to have put to him. But that's it. 7 hours and that's really it. It's business as usual, do you think, Senator?
Well, I think over the years... I was a member of junior soccer many, many years ago. I was treasurer of Scotland District League, and I was very involved in soccer, and I welcomed the introduction of the Genesis Report. Effectively, at government, they said they wouldn't give funding to the FAI unless the Genesis Report was introduced and was developed within the FAI, and I welcomed that. But effectively, what has happened, they didn't put an independent board member on the board, and I think that from corporate governance point of view, I think the FAI know now that there are some issues that they simply have to deal with within corporate governance, maybe put independent members of their board. And so I think the last 2 weeks have been good from a point of view that, let's say, if we are giving 2 or 3 million of government funds, we really should have a say in what happens in the FAI. And I think the FAI have acknowledged that.
Okay, I'm sure it wasn't you, but the media yesterday were reporting that off mic, officially off mic, one of the Oireachtas committee members was heard to say that the whole scenario yesterday was an effing joke. Now, I know you can't probably comment on that, but was that an indication of the sense of frustration you all felt after the session?
It was certainly frustration, but there was a lot of good happening in the committee. But remember this, there are some politicians, and has been going on for the last 10 years, are more interested in getting the name in the headlines. And, you know, long anybody out there knows that you're innocent before you presume guilty. So politicians, and I say this, you know, not jokingly in some ways, that politicians have strayed beyond their remit. And unfortunately now, because of the Supreme Court judgment, we are now paying that price. But I think good will come out of the last two hearings with the Sport Ireland and John Tracy and Kieran Mulvey and with the FAI. I think that everyone knows now that there needs to be changes within the FAI in the way to do the business. Okay. And people in Ireland, people across the country were very, very angry.
Okay, and finally, you would like to see such changes. I mean, do you have any personal opinion as to John Delaney's status, continued status within the FAI?
Well, he's now moving on to UEFA and FIFA, and you know, there are some aspects of his role in a CEO of the FAI which I'm not happy about. There's other aspects of which he has done, people on the ground would say he's done an extremely good job. But I think the corporate governance aspect of the FAI did come into question. And I think now with three reports, the FAI have to get their house in order. And it's a case that as a committee we will monitor.